One of the things I really hate is when people preach at me. Now, Jesus did a lot of preaching in his day, but it was different. It was real and profound. It touched people. Why? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thanks for joining me again. Today, we're going to be looking at the preaching of Jesus from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you draw ever closer to your Lord and Saviour and live in the victory that He died and rose again to give you. Have you ever had one of those days when it feels like everyone's preaching at you? The TV, you know, everyone seems to have a barrow to push. You might well say to me, well, Bernie, isn't it the pot calling the kettle black? And I'd smile back at you and say, I don't preach. It's not what I do. My gig is laying out the things of God before you for you to have a look and a listen and a taste and a smell. And if it's good, take it. In fact, being a baby boomer, I hate preaching. I listen to people speak sometimes and I think, well, who do you think you are to ram that down my throat? Whether it's politicians or preachers or people with an agenda. Everyone seems to have an agenda these days. But here's the funny thing. When I started reading Jesus' sermons, if I can call them that, they were different somehow, engaging, stimulating, entertaining, funny, yet stretching. Somehow, his stuff is really different. And I'm not the only one who had that reaction. Now, there's a great story where Jesus goes to a place called Capernaum. Now, Capernaum is a fairly large port city in the first century, and he went to the synagogue to preach. Now, he was a nobody, yet he got a gig at the synagogue, so he must have been pretty good. People must have been starting to hear about him and think, I'd like to hear this Jesus preach. And people were absolutely astounded, because what they were used to was the preaching from the religious leaders of their day, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and it was obviously dry and boring and droning on. It's kind of the image that a lot of us, and I certainly did, have of church, you know, as a kid growing up. To me, it just all seemed boring. It all seemed irrelevant. It wasn't alive for me. So that's what people have been putting up with here in Capernaum in the first century. And all of a sudden, they hear Jesus speak. And time again, after he's spoken, you see them say something like this. He spoke with a ring of authority. People were amazed because there was a ring of authenticity, of reality around what he said. It was new. It was fresh. It was alive. Somehow, it connected. They couldn't explain it. It just worked. You know, when Jesus got up and preached, it was amazing stuff. It was life-changing stuff. He started out with a preaching tour in Galilee, which is up in the north of Israel. It's not exactly where you'd choose to begin your preaching career if you were the Son of God. And it was early in the morning, one morning, and he went to a deserted place, it says, to pray. He didn't have a hot shower to freshen up. He didn't get the can of shaving cream out or the electric razor to have a shave. There was no espresso to give him a charge. You know, he just got up early in the morning when it was still dark and went out to a deserted, lonely place to pray. Just Jesus, God. What did he pray? What transpired there early in the morning? We can only imagine. You and I don't know. It's not recorded for us. And there are so many stories of him going around preaching. Thousands of people flocked out to see him, to hear him, to experience, to hear the jokes, to hear the profound things that he said. He talked about things that they could understand. When he was saying to them, look, don't live your life worrying about things, he talked about the birds. He said, look at the birds. Do they sow or till? Do they farm? But are they ever hungry? He said, look at the lilies in the field. Even Solomon, who was one of the richest, wisest people ever, never looked that good. Aren't you worth more than birds and lilies in the field to God? He called a spade a spade. He dealt with real issues. Jesus didn't steer away from real issues. In fact, because the religious leaders were getting quite riled at what he was doing, people tried to trap him. They gave him hard questions. Should we pay taxes to Rome when we're an occupied country? What do you do about divorce? Sometimes he talked about things they couldn't understand. There were parables, you know, about a farmer with seed, and the farmer would go out and throw seed, and some of the seed would fall on a path and it wouldn't grow, and some of it fell in shallow soil and it grew, but as soon as the sun came out, it died, and some of it fell in the soil, but the weeds and the thorns grew up around it and killed it off, and some of it fell in good soil. He just told that story, nothing theological, just a little story. And afterwards, he went away from the crowds, And his disciples said to him, Jesus, what is that stuff all about with the seeds and the farmer and the weeds? And what is that all about? Fancy the Son of God, who's only got 3.5 years, after all, to get his message across to people before he's crucified and rises again and then goes back to heaven. Fancy the Son of God being prepared to preach about something that no one understood. I wonder what happened at the dinner table at night at home when people went back to their families and they were sitting around in the various places, in the public places or at home, talking about this. What do you reckon Jesus spoke about today? What was that all about? You know, here's this Jesus prepared to give people space to discuss and to argue and to figure out and to turn it over in their mind. You know, we want to take everything and put it into pigeonholes. Particularly us theologians, we want to put everything into doctrinal pigeonholes. This is the doctrine of original sin. This is the doctrine of this and that and the other. Well, that's great. But Jesus didn't do it that way. Jesus actually gave people time to think and mull over and digest and take on board what he was saying. He made sense too. I had dinner the other night with a senior executive. He's been having a tough time at work. Very smart and competent guy in his 40s. And he was telling me the things that he'd learned over the last 12 months in the School of Hard Knocks. And he learned some amazing things through his experience. But you know something, he said, no one is there to teach you that stuff. No one's there to pull alongside you and explain it. You've got to learn it the hard way. He's only just starting to realize, as he's searching around for answers in his mid-40s, that some things work and don't work. The dogma of religion of his youth, you know, he's saying, no, that doesn't work. He then talked to some New Agey people and they were talking about the inner self and it's all on the inside. And he said, you know, I tried that. And he said, that doesn't work either. And he's tried meditation. He said, you know, I just can't get my mind around meditation. It just doesn't seem to work for me. And he's just exploring now Jesus and religion and coming to grips with the difference between religiosity, man-made religion, and this person Jesus. Just wonderful to see how he's exploring and coming to grips with the fact that Jesus has some amazing, wonderful things to say. The world always wants to preach at us. But my question is, does it ring true? Is it here and now? Is it really about life? Does it deal with the hard issues? Is there something inside you when you hear someone preaching at you saying, you know something, that's it. That's what I've been looking for. I think that's Jesus, a profound communicator, edgy, real. I wonder, as we hang around Jesus for a little bit, just kind of hang there and listen. I wonder what's going to happen. One of the things that I've tried to do, and I had to go through the same as this man that I was talking about, whom I met with just recently, I had to go through that in my life. And what I discovered is exactly the same as what he was discovering, that there are some things that ring true, and there are some things that don't. There's a really great communicator by the name of Michael Frost, and he's the deputy principal of Morling Baptist College in Sydney, in Australia. And he is just someone who seems to be gifted to communicate the reality of the person of Jesus Christ into my life. I love to hang around the guy and listen to him speak, and just I get so much out of that. And as we look around the world and through the media and all the things that want to preach at us, I challenge you to think about which ones ring true, which ones are really working, which ones are really hitting the mark. And I'd be really surprised if they aren't the Jesus ones. Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to Him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.